Welcome to Talks from the Bible. Men and brethren, let me freely speak unto you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his sepulchre is with us unto this day. Therefore, being a prophet, knowing that God had sworn with an oath to him that of the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, he would raise up Christ to sit on his throne, he seeing this before spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption. This Jesus hath God raised up, whereof we all are witnesses. Acts 2:29-32. Jesus Christ has been raised from the dead by the exceeding greatness of his power, and given a name which is above every name, and given to be the head over all things to the church. Ephesians 1:18-23. The kingdom that was at hand during the ministry of Christ is now established, having come with power. Matthew 16:28. Christ, who was crucified in humiliation, is now showing who is the blessed and only potentate, the King of kings and Lord of lords. 1 Timothy 6:16. Indeed, Jesus Christ, by his resurrection from the dead, has become the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, to whom belongs honor and glory forever and ever, 1 Timothy 1:17. The eternal kingdom which Daniel saw has been established, and the throne which was promised to Christ has been set. God has given unto Christ in the resurrection the name being made so much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they, as he has been set down on the right hand of the Majesty on high. Hebrews 1:3-4. As Christ marches through the book of Revelation, vanquishing the enemies of ungodliness and false heresies, he is declared to be Lord of lords and King of kings, and they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful. Revelation 17:14. Jesus Christ reigns as King, declaring victory over all the forces of darkness, having been set upon a throne that is forever and ever. The called and chosen and faithful have been delivered from the power of darkness and translated into the kingdom of his dear Son. Colossians 1:13. The gospel invites all to become the citizens of the eternal kingdom of Jesus Christ, to await the glorious day at his coming, at the coming of Christ, when then cometh the end, when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and all authority and all power. 1 Corinthians 15:24. O glorious day! Talks in the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.